Who else is more talked about than Washington and Lincoln?
Who's more talked about?
Yeah.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
No, but like those are current ones. Like,
yeah.
If you think of historical ones.
But they're the most
ones,
talked about.
If you think about historical ones, like harder
okay,
because they're in
Bush
right
and
now.
Obama.
No, those are still current.
Obama got elected 15 years ago.
If you, that's kind of strange.
Like, I had no idea what was going on, like, the whole time, in the best of ways, because I just didn't know what was going to happen.
I started jumping. The most embarrassing video ever is that third grade talent show performance. I don't know if I have it anymore. I might have burned it. No. I hope it's gone. I hope it's gone.
I hope not. I need that
video. It's bad.
I need no. that. Like, so if, bad. What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Comedy. I'm Carter.
And I'm Adam.
And let's get right into it. Do we have
awesome.
Any updates?
No, but I'm pretty sure we could figure out something. We had a pretty big increase on subscribers for YouTube, so yay.
And there's actually posting on Instagram now.
Yeah. I texted Carter yesterday. I'm like, yeah, we're starting to get more traction on Instagram. And I'm like, granted, we haven't posted, so any interactions is traction to what we've been getting. Yeah. So yeah, I think we're finally kicking off the Instagram. I'm giving the reins to Carter for that. So
we'll see how that goes.
That face you made.
We'll see how
yeah,
that
we'll,
goes.
We'll see. I'm also letting him do the TikTok as well. So I'll be.
We'll see how that goes as well.
Yeah. So
I'm firing back in comments.
Yeah. You know, I've been.
I'm ready.
Yeah. You know, I've been. I feel like I've been pretty tame with comments. You know, mm-hmm. been pretty positive. Yeah, Carter. No, he's not gonna hold back.
Dude, I might be nice.
Yeah, he did a thing for a bit where he'd put like a C by his name. If every time you made a comment,
uh-huh.
you'd put like a C so you knew it was Carter.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'll probably, if we have a massive shift in comments or in our like tone of comments, that's probably why. but yeah, I'll be still doing the YouTube and everything, and I'll probably be managing all like those because I think we want to do, because obviously it's kind of a pain to watch our whole episodes
mm-hmm.
and like just kind of sit there. So I think we're going to do the full episode. And then we'll also have, like, the bite-sized pieces of, like, our main segments
yeah.
in episodes as well. So we'll have a little bit more, so we'll have it easier to watch or easier to digest, I guess, mm-hmm. our show. So that should be fun to do. I'm also working on the website still a little bit. That's just always kind of in the back burner.
Yeah.
And, yeah, other than that, I don't know if we have any more updates. It's kind of nice to sit back here. I feel like we have way more space.
Yeah,
I really hate using that couch. But we don't
I like
have a
having
third...
guests.
Yeah,
but the couch. Yeah, not great.
I really wish we had a third one of these chairs so we could just put a third one, kind of like what Taya did.
Yeah,
where we had a third one here. I feel like that kind of worked with Taya, just because it was Taya. But
yeah.
it feels weird if we had the
that
third
would have been
guest.
Weird if that was
if we yeah. had Zach there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really cool. We're really hoping to get more guests. And yeah, should be fun. I think that's all the updates. If you want to be featured on a sports episode or know someone who wants to be featured on a sports episode, let us know.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I know. And it's still, like I said, like we made the split to have more guests on for stuff. But as of recently, we've had way more sports mm-hmm. people want to go on. So
yeah.
that's kind of funny. But we're versatile. So yeah. let us know. Yep. Anyways, movie review. We watched Creed together. I think we had very differing opinions on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch it again because I want to refresh my memory, but,
I don't really want to watch it again.
Yeah. I think I'm going to watch it like on a jailbroken Fire Stick or something.
Fire.
So I don't have to pay,
Fire.
But yeah. Do you want to start with your opinion on the movie?
I don't think it was terrible, but I don't think it was that good. I don't know, man. Like, the storyline was okay. I don't like that Rocky wasn't in it. I really don't like
yeah.
that. And then the last fight scene just wasn't very good. I don't know. I didn't like all the, whatever, the jail cell and all
yeah.
that stuff. That was dumb. And it just, I don't know. It didn't feel like a very good final fight scene. And I rewatched the first five Rockies, actually, like this last week after we watched Creed. It's just night and day different. Like, the Rockies do it so much better. I know it's not really a fair comparison, but I thought it was okay. Decent. I would give it like a 5.5 out of 10.
I think it's decent too. I don't know if I'd give it a 5.5 out of 10. I'd probably give it a little bit better, maybe like a 7 or 7.5, maybe. Because I mean, I do get that I liked how they did it with the fight scene where it was like they cleared the whole stadium and it was just like them in
that
the ring
cool.
together.
I
that was
that
cool.
Part, yeah.
But it was weird
and
when they did like the whole
it.
Dream sequence
yeah,
with like
they
the,
ruined
him
it.
Fighting on the jail, like the cells. Like that was weird. Especially because he didn't even go to jail. So like it made like no sense that
he
was...
grew up in jail.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah. That's why.
That makes sense. But that wasn't like the main thing. It was him running away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and his friend went to jail, but it's like but the biggest gripe that I had is a storyline issue where if you're a convicted felon, I don't think you can compete for a boxing title, a heavyweight title. If you're a convicted felon, I don't think you're allowed to be able
that
to compete.
Right.
I'm willing to bet you probably can't. Let me look it up.
I don't think that can be true.
Let me see here. I'm pretty sure you can't.
Wasn't Greg Hardy a convicted felon? He fought in the UFC. I guess
but
UFC's
different.
Yeah.
Compete for a...
Am I tripping or did Floyd Mayweather beat his wife?
I have no idea. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure he did. He might have
can
not
a felon become a
then.
Boxer?
They definitely can.
Any member of USA Boxing shall be permanently disqualified from USA Boxing if they are convicted of a felony involving a crime. Okay, so that's... What disqualifies you from boxing? Maybe not. I feel like that was kind of weird though. But I did also think it was weird that they made like a point that it was going to be like a chippy fight. And then they're like, oh, he's going to be chippy. And then all of a sudden in the fight, it showed none of that.
Yeah, not
like,
really.
That was kind of weird. I thought that was going to be a big aspect of the movie was that like, he's going to be a chippy fighter. So he has to fight different. Because that's kind of what Clubber Lang did, because he was a chippy, more like, you know, chip on the shoulder too. Anyways, fight to do anything.
Yeah.
But I think that was I really did kind of like the slow motion or like the speed up type of thing for like the first fight where they did that.
I don't even remember that.
It was like when he was fighting Ricky Conlan, who was his first opponent. He like.
Oh,
it slowed
yeah,
down
yeah, yeah.
and he like went fast.
I didn't really like that.
I mean,
dumb.
It's true. I could see that. But I mean, at least they're trying to do something different. I did kind of like the mental aspect, though, that they're trying to encapsulate that, like the mental aspect of like boxing. Because it is way more than you just you versus your opponent. It's like, you know, you versus the mental aspect of it. And that's with a ton of sports. There's a big mental gap. Like, and then the training scene was kind of weird, in my opinion. He was just at, like, a weird airplane place or, like, a aircraft.
Yeah, it wasn't a great training montage like we're used to. I'll say this. Of the two Creeds and six Rockies, this was the worst of the nine, I think. I got three Creeds and six Rockies. This was the worst of the nine.
I don't know if that was the worst of the nine. I mean, there was, like Rocky V and...
Rocky V is still a good movie.
And then the sixth one, I don't know. I mean,
Rocky
VI
is better than Rocky V.
I think those are probably the worst ones, in my opinion.
I think it would go Creed 3, 5, Creed 2, Creed 1, 6. And then...
Really?
Yeah.
I strongly disagree with that. I really like Creed 1 and 2.
I do too. Not as much as Rocky 6.
I didn't really enjoy Rocky 6 and 5. I definitely would put Creed 1 and 2 over 6 and 5. And then it gets a little bit argumentative with 1, 2, and like Rocky
after
1,
that,
2, and 3.
After that, it's not even close to an argument for me. I don't think they're even in the same universe.
I think it gets iffy there. I really enjoy it. I mean, I liked how they tried to do a baton pass off. I didn't like the whole aspect with like his daughter, I mean, that was kind of cool. But, like, if they're going to try to do another spinoff with his daughter, I think it's going to lose interest. Because then that's, like, three.
Like, yeah, that'd be dumb.
A second generation from Rocky. And then it's like, come on. Like, it's kind of dumb, in my opinion. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. I'm just
thinking of, like, how I'd rank them all. I think I got it.
Okay.
4, 3, those are interchangeable. 2, 1, 6, Creed 1, Creed 2, 5, Creed 3. Yes, I feel good about that.
Okay.
The only thing I might change is moving 6 below Creed 1 and Creed 2, maybe. Other than that, I'm locked in.
I would put
4, 3, 2, 1 are just so good.
Rocky 4, Rocky 3, Creed. Rocky 2. Creed 1. Creed 2. Rocky 1. Rocky 5. No, Rocky 6, Rocky 5.
What about Creed 3?
Oh, whoops. I missed it. Right after 1. So Rocky 1, Creed 3, 6, 5.
Rocky 1 is so... All right, whatever.
I'm not, Close enough. Really a fan with Rocky 1.
You got the top three, right?
That's because, all that like, matters. I'm not a fan with Rocky 1 because it's, like... I feel like the most of the movie is just him, like, walking around going, like, hey, what's up? And then it cuts to Creed trying to figure out a new fighter. And then it only gets to, like, the actual fighting and, like, him training out of nowhere and being good, like, at, like, the last, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, the fight was good, but, like...
That's one of the best fight scenes ever.
Yeah, I think it was a good fight. And I think it was really interesting that, like, how it played onto the second one where, you know, Creed wanted to fight him again because he didn't beat him enough the first time. And people thought that Rocky still won.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky wanted to retire because he got beat up so badly.
And he was already old at that point.
Yeah. And I think that was a good thing. I feel like with this, too, which is weird with the Creeds, is that they did such a, like, a... I mean, they, like, you know, it made sense for Rocky to retire after, like, Rocky 3 because he was that old. He already started way older.
Mm-hmm.
Creed was way younger, and he's like, retiring already. Like, yeah. I feel like that's kind of weird. And they're playing that off. Well,
they just want to end the series.
Yeah. I don't think they're doing a Creed 4. I don't think there's really any room for it anyways.
There's not.
Yeah, so.
There's nothing.
I think what would have made Creed 3 cooler was if instead they did a street boxing fight between the two.
That's what made Rocky 5 trash, though.
I think that's what would... I think it would have made it cooler, though, for this.
I don't think so.
Really?
No, that's why Rocky 5 wasn't good.
What if they did a street fight and then, like, a real fight? I feel like that would have been cool.
Maybe. That's a little much, though.
I feel like that would have been cool. Like, maybe, like, Creed loses the street fight and then... Or... Well, I thought they were going to do was... I thought they were going to make Creed feel bad for his opponent or Jonathan Majors and then intentionally lose because he thought he had much more to lose than, I don't know.
The other... I forget his character's name in the movie.
But he was a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, he was a jerk to him, so, I mean...
No
reason. I thought he was also going to try to steal his wife for a bit there.
I did, too.
I thought... I did, too. Because he was like, I'm taking everything. And then he started to, like, try to riz up his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was going to try to take his wife. I genuinely thought that. But that would have been funny. Or not funny. I mean, not for him.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
But that's what I really thought he was going to do. Or at least Creed would think that, like, he would be pushing away his wife, which he kind of did. And then Jonathan Majors would try to step in and try to, like, do that. And then I thought Creed was going to get mad, be like, accuse her of, like, trying to be with him.
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of thought, and I thought that was going to be something, but it didn't really play out that way. So, yeah. Season 4 of You, making a segment, segue.
So good. So
good. I haven't watched it still.
So going into this, I had called Season 4 the worst one so far because the first part was very good, but not like the first 3 seasons. Part 2 of Season 4, oh, so good. Like, just so many twists, but it didn't feel like overwhelming necessarily. It, like, I had no idea what was going on, like, the whole time, in the best of ways, because I just didn't know what was going to happen. I can't really talk about what happened without spoiling it for everybody. But, oh, my, oh, it was so good. It's, You is definitely one of my favorite shows. They're making a season 5, which I think is going to be the last one.
Mm-hmm.
That probably won't be out for another year and a half, and I'll finish it all in a day.
How would you compare it to other Netflix originals?
Like what?
You're not a big fan of Stranger Things, I don't think.
I like Stranger Things. I think Stranger Things is a very good show, but I also think it's overrated.
Well, my biggest gripe with Stranger Things is that they're talking about releasing season 5, the finale, in maybe 2025.
Yeah.
People are going to forget about it at that point.
Probably.
And even if 2024, they're starting production in May 2023, so they haven't even started it yet. They probably should have started it right as soon as season 4 finished, or like aired.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's a very solid show. I just think it's overrated. People talk about it like it's the best thing to ever touch the earth, and I think it's a good show, but no more.
It's one of my favorites.
I would definitely take You over Stranger Things, for sure.
What about, what's another, OBX?
I'll take You.
You. What about, you haven't seen Umbrella Academy, I don't think.
No, I haven't.
I mean, Umbrella Academy is probably, it, I don't think it's as good as the other ones as anyways. Yeah. What are other Netflix originals that are really popular?
I don't even
is it just
know.
Mainly those ones? Do you think it's the best Netflix original?
Off the top of my head, yeah. But I can't think of all of them. Probably, yeah. I really like it, like a lot.
Wow. I mean, I would probably, I mean, I haven't watched it, so I don't really know, but I think it would have a, it would have to be really, really good to make it top off, like, top
so good.
Stranger Things, because I still really love Stranger
it's
Things.
Like,
that's my favorite show.
Are you into more, like, the, like, monsters and, like, unrealistic type shows, though? Like, is that
depends.
Why you like Stranger Things?
It depends.
Because this one, part of what I like so much about You is that it feels like it could be real. Especially the first season. After that, it gets a little less that way. But the first season, it feels like so real and possible. And it makes it like creepy. And so
I think what I like is just a good story.
It's it's a great story.
And I mean, I'll probably like it if it's a good story. So
it's a great story. It's weird though. Like the story follows the main character through all 4 seasons, but the cast of main characters around him changes drastically from season to season. Like it changes a lot. So some people might not like that. I loved it. It kept it fresh, and we still kept the main character, and people would pop up occasionally still. But
this is the last season?
What?
Is this the last season?
5 should be.
Oh, they're making a
as far 5. As far as I know, 5 is.
Okay.
Dude, did Ted Lasso drop? I'm just realizing.
Yeah,
oh, I need to watch that. I love that show. Yeah, but as of now, I genuinely think I would put You in my, like, top 5 favorite shows.
All time?
I think so.
Mm.
I mean, Breaking Bad is 1. It's not even close. 2. Basic, but I think it's got to be The Office.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking South Park. And then I'm thinking You at 4. Ooh. And then, honestly, maybe Family Guy?
Family Guy in the top 5?
Am I? Yeah. I quote Family Guy like every day. I'm not even going to lie.
I mean,
I'm definitely forgetting something.
I never really got into Family Guy, but there's some episodes I really like, and it's funny. Some I just can't watch. I feel like it's like hit or miss for me personally.
I love them.
I think I liked I think Stranger Things is my number 1 show, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, you said
I
that.
Think it's I think it has to be number 1. Office, number 2. I really liked How I Met Your Mother. I don't think you've seen that.
I've seen a couple episodes. I haven't watched the show.
I really like it. They always compare it to Friends, and I think Friends is a better version. Or I think from I haven't really watched all of Friends, but I think How I Met Your Mother is a better friend, like better version of Friends.
Friends is in the Stranger Things category to me. Good show, not as good as people say it is, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I'd put How I Met Your Mother there. I really like the whole show, except for the ending. And
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that the ending is terrible. That alone makes me want to watch it.
Some people like it. Some people absolutely hate it.
Yeah, people are split.
I absolutely hate it. I wish I never watched the... Because the season finale, or the series finale, is two parts.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I never watched the second part. I wish I never watched it.
You can't leave on a cliffhanger, though.
No, but I think it's fine with how it is if you just leave it there at the second one, or the first part. Because the
I gotta
second
watch
part
it
just,
now. Like, it can't be that it's, bad.
It's rough.
Did it, like, ruin the show for you?
Yeah.
Really?
It did. It really put a damper on it. Like, I really love the show.
How many seasons are there?
It's eight or nine. Eight, I think it's eight. By the end, though, season eight, it kind of gets weird because Jason Segel, who's a really big part of the show, he kind of wanted to leave, and so did Patrick Neal Harris. So they both wanted to leave, and that was kind of
you say Patrick Neal Harris. Let's see.
What? Did I say Patrick what?
You said Patrick Neal
Harris. Oh, Neil Patrick Harris. Whoops.
Nine seasons. 208 episodes.
Dude, I churn those out.
That's what I do with shows. Like, before I pick a show, I have to be ready to commit, like, my next week to just watching that show. Because I go through them.
It took me a month
like
to watch
crazy.
It. And the only reason I got into it was because when I worked at Walmart, like, that was a long time ago, they kept on playing it in the break room.
Mm.
And I knew that Robin, who's one of the characters, was like a news reporter. And I thought that was really cool. And I was like, hey, I want to be a reporter too. So then, or like an anchor. So then I started to watch it because she was in that career.
Mm.
And I thought that was really interesting. And that's why I started to watch it.
You must have loved Anchorman then.
Dude, I love Anchorman. Dude, those shows are, those movies are so good.
Those are good.
It's so funny. The second one, I always am afraid to bring it up because it's pretty racist, but it's also like a joke, but it's like...
What part?
Well, because Ron ends up dating his boss, who's black, and he makes a ton of black jokes in it that are kind of racist.
But I don't even remember. It's been a minute since I've seen two.
Yeah, he dates his new boss, mm-hmm. and she's black, and then he goes... There's this one scene specifically where he ends up goes to like a family dinner. He makes so many like bad jokes.
I got to rewatch too. I've rewatched
funny.
One more recently.
Yeah, one is pretty good too. They're both good. I love them. It's so funny. I feel like if I were to star in a movie, I feel like that's always like a side. That's something I'd want to do is star in a movie.
Oh yeah, that'd be
I'd
fun.
Want to star in
that'd
a movie.
Be really fun.
And I feel like I'd be a pretty good actor for some of the things.
I don't know if I'd be that good. I'd have to start out with, like, a TV episode cameo first, see where I'm at.
Dude, if Sports and Stuff goes big, you just do, like, a feature or something. That'd be awesome. So cool. I mean, I've always wanted... What movie would you want to be, like, featured in? Like, if you had to pick, like, a genre?
That actually is a really good question.
Want me to start?
Yeah.
I think I've always had this idea that I would want to be in a zombie movie. I'm really obsessed with zombies, and I feel like that would be so cool to be in a zombie movie or a zombie, like, show something. Yeah. I think that would be so cool. I also think, like, a comedy would be so fun, too. A comedy movie. I don't even care. Like, if I was an Anchorman or something like that, or, like, a movie similar. Even, like, Breaking Bad or...
Like, I don't think I could do, like...
Like, Kick-Ass. I think
Breaking
that'd be
Bad
cool
is
one.
Not a comedy,
No,
by
Breaking
the way.
Bad, super bad. I know. Super bad. But I also want to be in a show like Stranger Things. I feel like that'd be so cool too.
Yeah, that's true. Bro, I can't even. I couldn't be in a rom-com. I'd probably catch feelings for the other co-star.
Dude, I would want to be an actor. I would want to try. I would want to dabble, like a rom-com or something.
I think honestly, I would love to star in like a boxing movie.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
That would be awesome.
Dude, that'd be so dope too. Man.
Yeah, I think I'll say that. I'd love to star in a boxing movie. That'd be sick.
Dude, if anyone gave me like a shot or like just any script, I would definitely 100% like give it a legitimate, like, thought.
Well, yeah, you'd have to try.
100%. Like, no matter what the movie is, I would
probably most likely. I don't think I'd be good, but, yeah.
I would most likely, you know, want to do that. I never did, like, acting in, like, high school or like, stuff. Neither. But, like, I always felt like I'd be pretty good because, like, I mean, I don't know.
I had to be in a play in fourth grade. Is that
correct? Yeah, me too. I had to be in two plays in elementary school.
Yeah, I don't know. I was
Tree 11 because I missed out on the role for Santa.
I was a tuna fish. I forgot the name of the tuna fish.
There's a name to this. It's like Fred the tuna.
No, it was something Tony the tuna. Like the tuna that, I don't know, man. I give up.
My grandma
sewed me like a big fish head and I wore
it. You made the costume?
My grandma did.
Really? Dude,
my grandma is like an incredible seamstress. She made that. And also in fourth grade, I danced to Beat It at the talent show.
Oh, dude, no.
I ran the Nine Mile Falls Elementary School talent show. Okay. Let me set up for this. Okay. Fourth grade. You know what? Let me just go through year by year. Kindergarten. I went up there and they didn't usually allow kindergartners to perform, but they let me and I sang the national anthem in a leather jacket as a kindergartner.
Really?
Freaking killed it. That was close.
Yeah.
First grade. Oh, I don't remember all. Okay, let me skip to the ones I know. Fourth grade, I like emceed the talent show with my friend, and I also danced and sang Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah. That was amazing. Or no, that was third grade. Third grade. And I had two backup dancers.
You had backup dancers?
Yeah,
damn.
And my grandma sewed me, like, you know, have you seen the Beat It music video? Like the red jacket? It looked exactly like
that. Dude, that's
it.
So cool.
It was crazy. And that kind of started my skinny jeans era.
Dude, I'm still in my skinny jeans era.
Oh, me too. Just not today.
Yeah.
Okay, fourth grade. I think it was fourth grade that I danced a party rock anthem with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that was second grade. I'm tripping, bro. No, it was fourth grade. Fifth grade was my favorite because me and a couple of my friends, I rapped Can't Hold Us by Macklemore.
Oh, man.
And that kind of started my rap era. Ooh. Like, that was the first time I ever really tried. And I'm like, wait, I'm actually kind of good at this. Yeah, man, I ran that talent show. Wow. But anyway, yeah, my grandma is an excellent seamstress. She made my little sister an Elsa dress.
Really? That's cool.
And we went to Disneyland, and she was wearing it. And, like, 15 people stopped us and asked, like, where did you buy that? Like, where did you buy that? Like, it looks so real. And my grandma's just sitting there like, yeah, me. She's the best.
Dude, when you mentioned the talent show, I got a flashback of my third grade talent show. The most embarrassing video ever is that third grade talent show performance.
Like, you have this video?
I don't know if I have it anymore. I might have burned it. No. I hope it's gone.
I hope not.
So what happened was, so in third grade for me, my brother was in fifth grade, and he had to do a performance in the talent show with his friends or with a group. So it was him and two of his friends, and then there was these two other fourth graders that had to do it, and they wanted to do a dance to, like, the song that was, like, had no music or no audio. It was just, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. It was, like, dubstep. And they did their dance. But I thought it was so cool, and I wanted to copy them. Mm-hmm. So I did the exact same song in third grade, and I thought it was so cool. I had, like, my hat, like, sideways, and I had, like, a jacket, like a – and I started off with backwards. I was, like – and then I went, like, to my back to it. So I was, like – and then I took off my jacket, thinking I was so cool, so fly. And I started just going, like, doing weird things on the... I started jumping. Oh, I thought it was so... God. I thought it was so embarrassing.
I need that video.
It's bad.
I need that. Like, so bad.
Yeah, dude, my dad makes fun of me every single day about that thing. It's so bad.
Well, I'll need to see that video at some point.
No.
Very, very badly, but... We can move on and actually get on a topic now because we've been rambling for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So what are we listening to?
Yep.
We haven't really listened to any new music in the last week or two, so what are we listening to right now? Why don't you go ahead?
So I just looked onto Spotify, and my top three playlists here are my, you know, making an appearance again on the show, the Mess Songs playlist, Drake, and then my Focus playlist. You know, my Mess Songs is like the, you know, we've already been over this, but it's like the meh mood, you know, like the type of mood. And then Drake. Drake's like my neutral. Like, I go from one genre, then Drake, another genre, Drake.
Yeah.
This genre. Dude, I, like, and then my Focus playlist, that's basically, like, song. It's not, like, a Focus, what you traditionally think of, the soft. It's more, like, songs that are, like, more so, like, more, I don't know how to describe it. It's more, like, soft pop, I guess, but it's like music that I drowned out just subliminally, like in my head, to where it just plays in the background, and it's like, you know, like mellow songs.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I feel like music is such a vital part of like my mood. Like, it helps me so much with like what mood I'm in, or, you know, it enhances a mood, dehances a mood. Like, it's so vital. Like, if I didn't have music, I'd probably die.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, music
like legitimately.
Yeah, like I was the type of guy in high school, and I think, yeah, because I wasn't allowed to have headphones in middle school. I always had my earbuds in 100% of the time. Even now, I still always have my ear, like, you probably catch me more times with my earbuds in than without.
Yeah.
Like, but I also feel like it's weird if you get the headphones though. I was never a headphone person. People were weird, in my opinion.
I don't like wearing them around. I have a pair of pretty nice headphones at home that, like, if I'm just chilling in my room, I'll throw on every once in a while. But earbuds are the go-to always.
I mean, I would.
And the new Apple headphones, it looks stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think they look good at all.
I mean, I do like the wireless thing because it's so much of a nicer feature. But yeah, I have
Bose wireless.
Mm-hmm.
They're fire.
I always, I don't know, for my high school, I always thought the kids who had those, like, headphones on during class, or, like, before and stuff, were the weird ones. Like, it always seemed like the weird ones, so I always get, like, the ick if they do.
Oh, God.
And I feel really bad because Taya does that all the time. She brings her headphones, like, her headphones, and I'm like, you know, I love Taya, but it's so hard because I don't like that. I'm sorry, Taya, but.
I'm going to start doing that.
No.
I'm going to start pulling up here in my headphones.
No. if you're wearing headphones around, you better not be wearing a Sports and Stuff hoodie. Just disassociate.
I was repping yesterday.
Yeah. It was funny because I saw Carter in the quad, and he was wearing his bright red hoodie. And that's how I saw you. Like, I saw you first because it just stood out, which, I mean, is a good thing. Yeah. I love that hoodie, by the way.
I do, too. I like it.
It's so nice. I love our logo. Yeah. It's
fire.
It's still kind of surprising that I drew it.
Yeah.
Like, and people ask me all the like time, like, be like, how'd you make your logo? And I'm like, I drew it. And it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
My biggest gripe, though, with it is, you know, it's supposed to be a crown, but I feel like it looks more of like a queen crown than like a king crown. Because king crowns are more like fancy. But I mean, it's cool.
I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know about all that.
It's still on my cover. I got rid of the sticker one. I used to have the stickers. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But, yeah. What are you listening to?
You know.
Yep.
You know what I'm listening to. I'm listening to a lot of Yeet. A lot of Yeet.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because he just dropped one of my favorite albums I've heard, but also he is touring, and he's going to be here in, like, less than 3 weeks. So I got to be ready. I got to know as many words as I can before that starts.
Five. Dude, record five.
I am good at, I can understand him, okay? I've listened to enough Yeet where I can mostly understand what he's saying. And that just takes it to a whole nother level. Yeet, love Yeet. Other than that, which isn't a lot, I'm listening to me because I just dropped.
Yeah, that's in the news. I put them in the news.
Oh, facts. Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute then. But also, you know, I made the remix for the Kid Laroi challenge. I'm probably going to link that on every post I make for the next few days.
So yeah, watch that.
Go vote for me.
Yeah.
Go vote for me because if I get the most votes, I get to perform on stage with the Kid Laroi, and that would just like be my dream come true. So
yes.
What else am I listening to?
And then we can have, you know, boosting up our resume.
Dude, that'd be amazing.
Boise Hawks, you know, professional broadcaster, professional singer. Like,
dude, yes. Dude. I need that.
The great, you know.
Other than that, I've also been listening to Alter Bridge, a rock band, because I'm going to their concert on the 25th, I think, back in Seattle. So, yeah, yeet, me, and Alter Bridge.
Yeah.
Interesting lineup.
Oof. Man, that's a fun times.
I'm excited.
I mean, I feel like it's a red flag if like you don't listen to a ton of genres.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's just weird. Like, how do you, like, maybe it's just the mood because we use it for like mood type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I shift my mood is like through the playlists and like through that. But like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I don't know. I used to be very like only rap. Years ago, I used to be like only old rap. I hated any new rap and really other genres. And then it was kind of like just new rap. And now I kind of listen to most things.
Mm-hmm.
Most, not everything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to EDM.
I think still my favorite is like pop.
I'm even starting to tolerate country.
Ooh.
Which is crazy. Finally. I love Morgan Wallen. I like John Party. Billy Currington is pretty good,
mm-hmm.
although I'll never admit that to my roommates.
I enjoy country music in some forms. Like, I really, because my mom is a really big country mm-hmm. like listener. So every time I was in the car when I was little, we would typically listen to country on our iPod shuffle.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of where that stemmed from. So I typically only really like the 2000s, early 2010s country because of, like, you know, just a familiarity with it.
Yeah.
Like, I really like Carrie Underwood. I really like, you know, Dierks Bentley. I like Darius Rucker types, like,
yeah,
the early.
Yeah, I don't listen to any of that.
Miranda Lambert. Dude, Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood, perfect. They're so amazing.
My dad hates Carrie Underwood.
What, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He just really hates her.
Dude, she's so good. It's really awesome. And it's like a really awesome story with Carrie Underwood, too, because she came from American Idol. So with Kelly Clarkson. I feel like I always associate, this is weird. I don't know why, but Kelly Clarkson was the first person to win American Idol,
mm-hmm.
and she went popular. And then Carrie Underwood was also, you know, American Idol winner that went popular. And I associate them with, like, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. You know, it's like the first one's popular because they're the first one and they're good. And then, like, you know, Carrie Underwood was also popular.
There are popular presidents between Washington and Lincoln.
I know, but, like, those are the two main popular ones, is Washington and Lincoln.
You think those are the most talked about presidents ever?
Yeah.
No.
Washington and Lincoln?
No.
Those are the two. Who else is more talked about than Washington and Lincoln?
Who's more talked about?
Yeah.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
No, but, like, those are current ones. Like,
yeah.
If you think of historical ones.
But they're the most
ones,
talked about.
If you think about historical ones, like, and that's harder because they're in
Bush
right
and
now.
Obama.
No, those are still current. Like,
no, that's not current.
If you went 30 years.
Dude, Obama got elected 15 years ago.
If you. That's kind of strange. If you go, like, 40 years from now.
Yeah.
The two most talked about ones consistently are Lincoln and Washington. Even before Bush. Like, if you go before
Kennedy?
Bush. Lincoln. He's not. Like, Kennedy's pretty talked about and Kennedy's pretty popular.
He's in that conversation.
But he's not like Lincoln and not like Washington.
Ronald Reagan gets talked about a lot.
Yeah. But, like, Lincoln and Washington are the top two. Like, those are. If you ask, like, a 5-year-old, other than like Trump and
that's
Biden.
That's a good point.
They would say Lincoln and Washington.
That's true.
And it's like they're
iconic. I think Kennedy's in there too, though.
Yeah, but like it's also Lincoln has his. I think it also helps him that he has.
Rest in peace, John F. Kennedy, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Like,
you feel me?
With the. It's so
dude,
weird. Like the
though?
Whole lore with John F. Kennedy.
Nah,
with like Madonna.
Happened. Like.
Well, like the whole Madonna thing too.
I don't even care about all that. You got to do what you got to do. He. Like I said. But the fact that he was, the CIA killed him, I'm sorry.
Dude, that's
the CIA killed him. They had to have.
It's so crazy.
He's talking about like exposing all that stuff, and then oh, next week he's dead. Crazy.
That's crazy that like the video. It's so crazy. Just like
that was someone that you wouldn't expect who was killing him.
I'm surprised that
I feel good about that. I like believing in conspiracies sometimes. Yeah. I don't even think that's a conspiracy. I think it's just what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think Kurt Cobain killed himself, but he didn't. He didn't.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
It was a stupid girlfriend. Anyway, enough conspiracies for now.
I remember when we did that one conspiracy like segment.
Yeah, those were just random off the internet, yeah, though. These are ones I like actually believe care in. Because sometimes they're right, and that's so like satisfying. Like, for example, like the reports are coming out now that like COVID is now believed to be made in a lab.
Yeah.
You remember when that used to be a conspiracy theory?
I believe that too.
Yeah. So what else? I don't even know. There's a lot of them about Tupac's death. Those are always fun to talk about.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true. I did kind of believe in the X thing.
The Drake?
And the I do. I genuinely do believe in that.
You think
and
he pulled them in?
No, I told you what I think about that.
Oh,
I
that don't, he sent them?
I don't think he was the one that killed them, because that's stupid, because he clearly wasn't
there. He obviously didn't kill them. But
I think he did have a say, or he put money, or like he paid them.
I don't because think now, so.
Did you hear about the new news? They're pulling him into the trial now.
I don't think he's actually going to have to.
Yeah, but I don't think he is, but I think they're pulling
they're
him
trying
in.
To.
They're trying to pull him in, because I think that, I do think he did have a say. And he also talks about it in his, like, music. He's like, yeah, when it's all cleared up, some of my lines are going to make so much sense. And I think those ones are, like, right under the nose.
Nah.
Like, he raps about it so much.
He was talking about nudes. He wasn't talking about X.
Even after that, he talks about it all the time. Like, the one where he's like, he should have shut his mouth on that live. Like,
the only one that's weird to me is in Mob Ties when he says Louis bags in exchange for body bags.
That one. And then he talks about he should have shut his mouth on his live, or else he would have been alive. Who else is he talking about?
That? What song was that?
That was on Her Loss.
I don't think he'd still be talking about it.
He is.
He had to
he
have
does.
Some type of beef with somebody else.
He still talks
He's
about
Drake.
It. Like he literally talks about it all the time.
I don't know, man.
Everyone is like pointing it to like.
I don't
X.
think he'd do that. I really don't.
I think he would do that for street cred, and then for to rap about
know.
It and under
Dude,
everyone's
Dude, he's
noses.
Drake. Who cares about street cred? He owns Canada.
Dude, I think. I mean, I love Drake. You know, I'm
know.
A big Drake stan.
I know.
But
how
I think
am I?
He did that.
How am I the one defending Drake right now to you?
Dude, I just feel like it's.
You're gonna start defending Yeet now?
Maybe because I just like look into his lyrics a ton, like that's why,
yeah.
And I feel like there is association to that.
It's also possible that he's referencing it just because people have said that.
Yeah, that's true.
He could be too. Talking about it and not have done it.
Well, I've been so
intrigued. I don't think he did it. I don't know. It adds up that those guys were robbing him.
Yeah, I mean, but like, who told them that they're getting robbed? But that was a big thing. Like, they
were
talking
about.
He was
already there.
Well, they were talking about how they thought someone gave like a tip to them that he was going to be there at that place, so they knew to rob him.
He might have posted something.
So that was one thing that they talked about.
The day he died, he was at the barber shop too, I'm pretty sure. So they could have seen him there with like his bag.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Rest in peace, X. And rest in peace, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. That's what we went from. That's so funny. wow. But like, and I think going back to like the Lincoln Kennedy thing, it also helps that Lincoln has an iconic look, like the top hat and the beard.
The one he's on the $5 bill and the penny.
Yeah. Like, he has the iconic look and, like, iconic, you know, thing to him.
Bro, who's even on the dime?
And he also has an iconic, like, or not an icon, like, it, I mean, I guess it's iconic. Like,
who's on the dime?
It's a pivotal, that's Roosevelt, FDR.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I can't picture a dime in my head right now. That's so weird.
He's, like, older, and it's like, I have a big old dime in my room because it was at FDR, and I had to do a president's report, and I had FDR. I had to do it on. Did you have to do that? Did you have to do a press? I had to do one in eighth grade.
I don't think I ever did that. No,
my brother did it on Reagan, and that was cool because we went to the Reagan Library to like help him with it. But for me, I did it, and I was going to DC, and I looked up all the FDR things there, and one of them was the Big Old Dime, which was really cool.
I don't think I ever did that. We did like wax museums, but it wasn't presidents. I did Jackie Robinson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, that's kind of cool, I guess.
I guess.
Dude, some of those wax museums are really cool. I went to one when I was like, when I was pretty little, but I don't remember much of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know we did it on like the stage at our elementary school.
I think I did the one in Vegas. Isn't there like a popular wax museum in Vegas?
I don't know. I've never been to one. I've just performed in one.
Oh. Man, that's cool. But anyways, yeah, we were talking about your release of your song.
Yeah.
Your album.
Dropped an album on the 10th, technically, so like the night of the 9th. It is 11 songs, 3 features, but 2 of the features are just guitar playing. It's hyperpop slash pop, which
I really enjoy it.
I don't know how to describe hyperpop without giving like artist recommendations. It's like pop music with hard hitting distorted 808s. Like the bass is weird. And it's like, I feel like it's usually faster than normal pop songs.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it. But yeah.
Do I get to do an album review on this?
Please do.
Ooh.
Be honest. I can review my own too, but go ahead.
In my opinion of Carter's album, it sucked. I've talked about this before. I really like Carter's music. Before, I didn't really, I mean, like, it wasn't my type of, you know, yeah, type of music. And we both talked about that. Like, it wasn't my type, yeah, but I really like this music. I mean, Carter was letting me listen to all of his, like, before he even released it type of, like, and that kind of got me into it. But it also kind of, jumbled up all the songs together.
Yeah, no,
because
for sure,
it felt like, I was like, okay, what was this one? But, I mean, I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. There's some times where I'm, like rocking out.
You have, like, a favorite or least favorite on it? Just out of curiosity.
Dude.
I interviewed my own, to be honest.
I know, I remember the song I Know You Will. I sent Carter a meme, and it was SpongeBob, and it was like, I need it, because he kept on saying, like, talking about that.
Yeah.
But I liked, I think I'd Be Better Off With You. I think that's a really good one. I really like that one.
It's such a good song.
I think
Damon killed it. Shout out to Damon, bro.
I like Effed Up With You as well.
That's a good one.
Dude, I really like your album. I really like this. I'm going to be...
I'm really proud of that one.
If it wasn't, like, if I didn't like it, I definitely... I mean, obviously, because, like, we're really close, I think I would obviously genuinely force myself to like it anyways. But
no,
I genuinely like it. Like, this is my type of music anyways, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really enjoy it.
Yeah,
I really
I'm
like the
proud
cover
of this one,
too.
Man. Yeah, shout out Jeremy, my roommate. He made the cover.
Yeah, I really
I
think
kinda,
it's cool.
I came to him with like an idea, and he's like, give me 20 minutes, and there
I
we
really
go.
Also like the all lowercase on all the songs as well.
So it did do that on Spotify?
Yeah, I did
okay,
all lowercase.
That's how I entered it into the site, and then on Apple, it's like all messed up. I don't
really
know. Rare Apple Music L and rare Spotify W, but... Dang it. That hurts my argument.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wanted it all lowercase because I was going to do the next project, which is like rock, all uppercase. But anyway, yeah, I'm really proud of that one. Go give it a listen. I'd Be Better
Off. I
really
like it.
I'd Be Better Off With You by Viral Space C22.
I think you need to change your name, if I'm going to be honest. That's my biggest thing.
I'm not changing it.
I want you to change it.
I'm not changing it.
Dude.
I can't, bro.
C-Drizzy.
I can't, bro. I've already put so much music out under that name, and it's such a painful process to switch it, and I would lose all the music I've already made and put out. Mm-hmm. So, Viral C22 it is, okay? It's not a great name, I know that, but if you look up Viral C22 on, like, anything, I'm what pops up.
Yeah, because who else is going by Viral
C22? Exactly, that's my point. That's my point.
My biggest thing is, like, having numbers in your name.
Dude.
I don't like having numbers in your name. If it was Viral
Doug.
C.
42 Doug.
I think that would be... That's what I like. is like, if you had viral C, I feel like it would be, I'd like it a little bit more, but I just don't like the 22. I don't know.
Should I just switch it to viral C?
Yeah. Yes.
That's so lame, though. It's such a lame name, bro.
Dude, I need a
new one, but it's so unique, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing.
It's weird when you come up with a name, because it's like, when you come up with it, it's like, ugh, what? Like, Juice WRLD with W-R-L...
No, that is hard.
No, but like, when you think of it, you're like, Juice W-R-L-D, but then it got like so hype, and it's like, everyone's like, yeah, but like, I'm willing to bet his friends when he made that.
That was a great switch, because before he was Juice the Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's like
Juice WRLD.
I feel like it's like
fire.
I feel like when you make a name, everyone's like, "What?"
Almost everyone's name fits them is the thing. Like, I couldn't imagine calling these artists anything else.
Yeah, because that's just like association too. Like, I mean, you just familiar with it.
Like, DaBaby used to be Baby Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't see that.
I'm trying to think of some other ones. I can't think of any others, but
I'm trying to think of like what I would associate.
Like, what would my name be if it wasn't Viral C22? I'm so used to that.
I don't know. Carter. It's Carter.
That's terrible.
Dude, I want like a nickname. That's like a thing that I've always wanted. I mean,
what you wish for, because I have one now, and I don't
it. Stink.
Stop.
Dude, where did that come from?
I'll tell you exactly where it came from. It was a Thursday night. And I had gotten back from, I think I was just playing basketball, and I hopped in the shower. And okay, before I hopped in the shower, Nessie had texted me, and he was like, yo, moves tonight. Like, you're coming. I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to go out tonight. I got like some homework. I got stuff to do. So I turn my phone off. I get in the shower. I get out of the shower, and I see 14 missed calls from Nessie. Mm. 14. And I call him back. I'm like, yo, I told you, like, I'm showering and I'm not going out. He's like, well, you were in the shower. You must stink. I'm like, all right, whatever. I stunk after working out, so I showered. And then he forced me to go out. And now he calls me Stink. And so does Darian and Luke and Sean and Kanan. And
wow.
Everybody.
I still call you C. Drizzy.
And Peyton.
That's my thing. I call you C. Drizzy.
Even Peyton calls
really?
Me Stink. Yes. Wow. The comments we posted.
Yes, it's all Stink.
We posted a reel on our fraternity account yesterday that I was in. Let's see.
It was all Stink.
It was a funny video, too.
Yeah, it was
there
so
is
funny.
Seven comments. Five of them are Stink.
That's so funny.
Five of them. Luke.
Wow.
Kanan, Peyton, Nessie, and whoever. Oh, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, be careful what you wish for, because nicknames aren't always great. I'm low-key. You got in my head though. I think I'm gonna change my rap name.
Dude, I've thought of that quite a bit. Not
yeah,
long.
But what would I change it?
I don't
to?
Know.
Viral C? Is that lame?
I don't know. Let me think about that one. Viral C. I mean, I've always gone by my last name. Like, I've always gone by Bridges for the most part. There was a little stint where I wanted to go by AB.
Like, nah.
And I'm like, that's overused.
Nah.
Like,
when I think AB, I can't think anything except Antonio Brown.
I know. That's what I think, too. I always kind of associate with Bridges. Like, that's kind of been my thing.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, it kind of defeats the name or point if it's, like, it's longer than your name. Like, Adam. Adam's short, so it's, like, you know. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to come up with something.
I feel like nicknames are a part of, like, certain cultures. Like, baseball, I feel like there's always such, like, big nicknames in baseball.
Big Poppy.
And it's like, yeah, Big Poppy. And, like, I feel like
I think it's biggest in fighting.
Oh, yeah, it's true, too. And, like, I feel like it's such a flex to have a nickname, like, Primetime. Dude, that's so cool. Sauce, dude. Like,
Magic?
Yeah. Like, he literally goes by Magic Johnson.
Like, and that's such a fire name.
I know.
Such a good name.
Dude, it's
so much
so
better
cool.
than Irvin.
Yeah, like, people don't even, if someone said Irvin Johnson, like,
yeah.
People are probably not going to, but they if they said Magic Johnson. Like,
or like J.R. Smith, his name is like Earl.
Yeah, like,
something
dude,
like
that's
that.
So cool. I mean, it's only not cool when they do it in 2K. They call you Che.
Yeah. I really like it when, like, a music artist has, like, their stage name, but then they have, like, an alternate stage name. So, like, Future is Hendrix and Pluto.
Yeah.
Uzi is, like, Baby Pluto. You know, Drake, Drizzy, yeah. Jay-Z, Hove. Drizzy. I love that. I don't know why. I love it.
Yeah, I feel like it's cool. Like, I think, I don't know. I don't even know.
I can't think of any others. Oh, Travis Scott, LaFlame.
Yeah.
Oh, LaFlame. That's such a hard name. Yeah, so good.
Man. I'm trying to think of, like, other nicknames I like. I think,
I mean, Primetime might be the best one ever.
I love Primetime.
It might be. It's so good.
But
Magic, though?
Magic's, that's
you never hear anyone call him anything else.
Yeah. I mean, you still call Deion Sanders Deion. Like,
a little bit, yeah.
Like, Neon, there's also Neon Deion. That one's not as popular.
King James.
King James, that one's also a good one.
One of the most iconic ones ever.
Yeah.
Air Jordan.
But that's also stealing off of, like, the Bible, and I feel like that's what made it popular.
Nah, LeBron's more popular than the Bible.
Oh, yeah, definitely. the Bible's written
nowadays,
about him.
Nowadays?
Yeah, I don't
know. Nowadays, you tell me who's more popular, King James in the Bible or King James?
Well, it came from the Bible.
It's LeBron.
Like, I mean, I don't...
La Bible.
La Bible. I love those, like,
they're
I love
so
putting,
funny.
I love
they're
putting
so
La
funny.
In front of stuff.
I don't,
like, La Flop.
No, I don't like that one. I like La Goat.
Wow. No.
I love them. Or the... Man. Yeah, I can't say that. Anyway, there have been some music announcements lately as we wrap up here. Mm-hmm. Kid Laroi starts touring next week. Super excited. He said on Instagram his album will be turned in within the next few days.
Turned in.
He promised this album a long time ago. Like, let's get it out there, man. I'm excited. He's been doing good stuff lately. Drake and 21 announced a tour that tickets are going on sale now for. And I wrote here, expect to take out a small loan if you wanna go see them.
Yeah, we were talking about this beforehand. I want to see Drake. I want to so
yeah,
badly.
Rough. I like both of them, but not enough for those prices.
I want
I'd rather go see Yeet, you know?
Drake is my number one.
Speaking of Yeet, his tour has started. And before, he was a terrible performer. He was always, like, super high on stage and didn't have, like, visuals. That has all changed now. So I'm very excited for the show. And Travis Scott performed at Rolling Loud. And he should be dropping Utopia this year, so hopefully a tour soon.
Maybe.
Anyway. Yeah, that's all the time we have today. On behalf of Adam and I, we want to say thank you for listening to the Sports and Stuff Show. Make sure to follow our socials at Sports and Stuff Show, except Twitter at @SNS_show. Make sure to catch our episodes Wednesday, Friday from 3 to 4. And then we'll post clips and shorts and all that stuff on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram after that. So thank you again, and we'll see you in the next one.
Peace.